Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. New arrests of Hizb ut-Tahrir members in Yemen by the Houthis. How can the slogan Death to America coexist with defending Trump's plan regarding Gaza? Translated. On Thursday, the 27th of November 2025, Houthi security forces arrested Saddam Ali Qaid al-Muqirdi, 28 years old, from the district of Sabr al-Muaddim in Taiz Governorate, under Houthi control in central Yemen. This arrest is the second following the arrest of brothers Osama and Mohammed Massad al-Wurafi in Ibb Governorate on the 21st of November 2025 after distributing a leaflet titled Trump leads his followers among the rulers in Muslim lands to a deal of disgrace and shame, who bow their heads behind him by placing Gaza of Hashim under trusteeship and colonialism. The leaflet exposes the United Nations' role in issuing Resolution 2803 on the 17th of November 2025, an endorsement of US President Donald Trump's plan to stop the war on Gaza, which Trump described as, quote-unquote, a historic moment. The leaflet was issued by Hizb ut-Tahrir on the 19th of November 2025 and exposed the conspiracies America is weaving in Palestine specifically and the Middle East in general, as part of the same crusader war policy launched by George W. Bush in 2001. Although the leaflet mentioned Trump's meeting with leaders of Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Qatar, Egypt, Jordan, Turkey, Indonesia, and Pakistan, on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly on the 23rd of September 2025, without mentioning the Houthis at all, yet the one who has feathers on his head checks on them. So how can those who claim they support Gaza and seek to liberate Al-Aqsa Mosque from the Jews accept that Gaza be placed under trusteeship and colonialism and that military forces entering it take orders from colonial powers, even if some of them speak the language of the Quran? And how do they target those who reveal to the Islamic Ummah what is hidden in the corridors of American colonialism and the anti-Islam international legal order since its establishment in the Westphalia Conference in 1648 until today? Do the Houthis imagine that by such actions they have blocked the niche from what the call of Hizb ut-Tahrir emerges, the truthful call shining with the light of clear truth? How vast is the difference between their complaints of the injustice of the tyrant Saleh and today their reproduction, and perhaps intensification of the same actions against the Shabab members of Hizb ut-Tahrir? What crime have the Hizb's Shabab committed to be chased and imprisoned? Is it their exposure of Trump's plan and their mention of the treason of the rulers in Muslim lands? We do not know whether the Houthis are against America and that death to America is truly their slogan, or whether they conceal affection, loyalty and protection towards America while confronting those who expose its plans in Muslim lands. For on the one hand, they are enemies of America, yet at the same time, they extend their hands in peace to the United Nations, and they suffice themselves with missile skirmishes, drones and rallies in El Sabin Square, without any planning or work to engage in real combat against those who usurp Palestine to eliminate them and to return Al-Aqsa Mosque to the possession of the Muslims under the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of the prophethood, with takbirs filling the horizons, fulfilling the glad tidings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
لا تقاتلن اليهود فلا تقتلنهم.
You will fight the Jews and you will kill them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
إن أحسنتم أحسنتم لأنفسكم وإن أسأتم فلها فإذا جاء وعد الآخرة ليسوء وجوهكم وليدخلوا المسجد كما دخلوه أول مرة وليتبروا ما علوا تتبيرا.
If you do good, you do good for yourselves, and if you do evil, it is for yourselves. Then when the final promise came, we sent your enemies to disfigure your faces and to enter the mosques as they entered it the first time and to destroy utterly all they conquered. Surah Al-Isra, verse 7. O our people in Yemen, O men of the tribes, especially those upon whom the Houthis rely in their operations, particularly in Sa'da, Amran, Hajja and Damar, does it please you that those who expose the criminal acts of the kufr and the treachery of Muslim rulers be arrested? Those who enlighten the Ummah upon the path of its rise and honor under the Khilafah state, that will unite Muslims, implement Islam, and carry it to the world, and that we be among its soldiers, winning in this life and the next. The Khilafah state is returning by Allah's permission, and we will return to being the best Ummah under it. Our battle with the Jews is coming, and we will defeat them by Allah's permission. This is the promise of Allah and the glad tidings of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So leave your mark in supporting those who call towards its victory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَى لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَى السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ.
Indeed, in that is a reminder for whoever has a heart or who listens while he is present. Surah Qaf 37, Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Yemen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.